You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Verizon Yankees postgame show. I'm Pat Boyle. So let's go through all the highlights in this one. Yankees rewind before we get to Aaron Boone's full thoughts, which are coming in just a couple of moments, and Emmanuel's clubhouse report as well. Cubs snapped the Yankees' five-game winning streak with a 5-2 win. Aaron Judge hit his 350th career home run in this game. But the other main takeaway, Yankee starter Max Fried exited the game after three innings with a blister on his left index finger. First pitch was at 109 today, a hot and muggy Saturday afternoon with a lot of clouds in the beginning. Then the sun broke through, 84 degrees at first pitch in front of what would be another sellout crowd of 46,839, the 13th sellout of the season for the Yankees. And maybe one of the first batters of the game was an ominous sign of things to come for Max Fried. Nico Hoerner led off the game with a triple to the track in left center field, and then the Cubs wasted no time getting on the board. Kyle Tucker, one of four All-Stars for the Cubs this year, he brought him in with an RBI ground out to first base. That made it 1-0 Cubs before Seiya Suzuki lined out. Carson Kelly walked, and then the other All-Star in this lineup, Pete Crow Armstrong, Fried was able to strike him out to end the inning. But Max Fried had been dominant coming into this game, 11-2 with a 2.27 ERA. He had allowed two earned runs or fewer in 15 of his 19 starts, and that's tied for the third most in the majors, trailing only Paul Skeens and Boston's Garrett Crochet. Plus, Fried had dominated against the Cubs in his career, 6-0 with just a 1.18 ERA in six starts coming into this one. Bottom of the first, Yankees were looking to answer back. Paul Goldschmidt flew out against the Cubs' all-star lefty Matthew Boyd, who came into this one with a 9-3 record and a 2.52 ERA. And Cody Bellinger, riding a 16-game hitting streak and fresh off those three home runs the night before, he flew out to left field, and that brought up the captain, Aaron Judge, who gave a ride to this Matthew Boyd fastball, but the all-star PCA in center field took one away from him.
3-2. Judge flies it. Left center field. Got some carry. Back at the wall. That ball is a leap. Did he get it?
He got it.
He got it. What a play. Pete Crow Armstrong up against a left center field wall.
Yeah, according to Fangraphs, Pete Crow Armstrong has now made 11 All-Star worthy catches this year in center field. That is among the best in Major League Baseball. Flashing the leather to take one away from Judge, who would then have a monster day. And really, that was the only blemish on his day at the plate. And if it wasn't for an All-Star caliber grab by Pete Crow Armstrong, maybe the Yankees would have been set up to grab some runs in that first inning. But they were hitting the ball hard against Matthew Boyd, and really, that ended up being their best chance of scoring some runs against him. Second inning against the Cubs, Max Fried came out, struck out Dansby Swanson before Ian Happ hit a single. Then Justin Turner ground out. John Birdie, the former Yankee, would walk. And then Nico Hoerner lined out to Jazz Chisholm to end the inning. Bottom of the second, Yankees would go 1-2-3. Giancarlo Stanton back in the lineup today after the day off yesterday. He struck out before Chisholm and Grisham were both retired by Boyd. So we go to the top of the third, and that's where the Cubbies ended up breaking this one open. Kyle Tucker led off the inning with a single, and then Seiya Suzuki ripped a double down the left field line. So early trouble already against Fried, who threw 44 pitches through just the first two innings. And then with second and third and nobody out, Carson Kelly delivered our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
The lefty's pitch to Kelly is swung on and rolled in the infield. It hits the glove of Peraza, then bounces past Volpe into left field. And the Cubs score a run.
Yeah, and that is the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. And that is, once again, the Carson Kelly RBI single in the top of the third, which made it 2-0 on a kind of a line drive ground ball that had a lot of English on it. And as you heard Ricky say on the broadcast, deflected off of Peraza's glove and trickled into the outfield. And that was a sign of things to come later in that inning, because after Pete Crow Armstrong popped out to first, Dansby Swanson hit a ground ball that looked like it could have been an inning-ending double play, but it caused some more trouble for the Yanks.
Pitch from Fried, a slow roll in a third. Peraza to second for one. Jazz to first, and he overthrows. The ball goes into the camera well, way over the head of Goldschmidt. The Cubs get another run.
Yeah, it was a tough play for Jazz to make. The throw from Peraza to second was to his right, so he had to reach for it and then try to lunge back towards first base and make the throw, and he just sailed it right into the seats, a souvenir for a couple of fans sitting in the first rows there. So could have been the inning-ending double play. Instead, it allowed the inning continue, and Ian Happ and the Cubs continued to take advantage of Yankees' mistakes.
Fried's pitch is lined into center field for a base hit. Rounding third, coming home is Swanson. How about Ian Happ? Comes into the day as one of the slumpest hitters, if even that's an adjective, in all of baseball. And he's 2-for-2. Now with a run batted in, it's 4-0 Chicago.
I'll take one of the slumpest hitters, Ricky. Yeah, Ian Happ had the day off yesterday, but two singles in his first two at-bats. That made it 4-0 Cubs. Fried continuing to labor, and at this point, you could see on the broadcast that he definitely had a blister that he was working through on his pitching hand, and it ended up being his index finger. He then walked Justin Turner before finally getting what was his final out of the day, getting John Birdie to ground into a fielder's choice. Three innings for Fried, 73 pitches. His final line included 6 hits allowed, 4 runs, 3 of them earned, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. He would end up taking the loss to go to 11-3 on the season. And again, we'll hear from Emmanuel and the clubhouse report coming up in just a few moments, and we'll get Aaron Boone's full thoughts on the extent.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
of that Fried injury. So we went to the bottom of the third. The Yankees went down 1-2-3 yet again against Matthew Boyd, who was perfect setting down the first nine Yankees batters. Top of the fourth, the Yankees then went to Ian Hamilton, who gave them some really solid bulk relief out of the bullpen. Two innings, didn't allow anybody to get on. He struck out Horner, got the top of the order out in order, and then in the top of the fifth, he would also go 1-2-3 with another strikeout, so a good day for Ian Hamilton. Bottom of the fourth, Yankees really staged their first rally. Boyd would set down Goldschmidt and strike out Bellinger, so the first 11 Yankees batters came and went before Aaron Judge stepped up to the plate and ripped the double down the left field line. But then Giancarlo Stanton struck out on a great curveball from Boyd down in the zone. He had all of his pitches working today. For a guy that doesn't throw all that hard, mid-90s with the fastball, he was great with his changeup. He was great with his slider, mixed in his curveball as well, threw a ton of strikes, and had the Yankees off balance all day. So after Hamilton's top of the fifth went in order, the Yankees came up for the bottom of the fifth. Jazz Chisholm had an infield single, a little squibbler off the end of the bat that extended his hitting streak to 9 games. But anytime the Yankees got runners on base, Matthew Boyd had the answers. He got Grisham to ground into a double play before getting Volpe to fly out to end the inning. Sixth inning, the Yankees turned to Scotty Efros, who continues to work his way back from that long, long injury. He's now pitched 6 times this year. He had a 1-2-3 inning. And then in the bottom of the sixth, the Yankees once again went down 1-2-3. Austin Wells struck out to start the inning. Tough day for the birthday boy. Turned 26, but he ended up going 0-for-3 today after he had the day off yesterday. Top of the seventh, Yankees would go to Jonathan Loaisiga, and he had a 1-2-3 inning. So then it was stretch time. Yankees at this point still down 4-0, looking for some runs. Cody Bellinger grounded out to start the inning before Judge ripped another double again down the left field line. Stanton flew out to center, and then Chisholm was retired via a ground out. So we went to the top of the eighth, and that is where the Cubs ended up getting some insurance. Loaisiga came back out to start the inning, and he was rudely greeted by Carson Kelly.
Loaisiga's pitch to Kelly is hit deep to left. Back goes Bellinger on the track and wave it goodbye. Carson Kelly puts one into the third row of seats in left field. And the Chicago Cubs extend the lead to 5-0.
12th home run of the season for Carson Kelly, and that insurance run was brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. So that was the end of the day for Loaisiga. The lefty Tim Hill came on, and he ended up getting the next three batters out very quickly. Bottom of the eighth for the Yankees. Again, they would get a runner on base. Anthony Volpe had a single, but then Austin Wells struck out looking against Matthew Boyd before Oswald Peraza grounded into a fielder's choice to end the inning. 8 shutout frames for Matthew Boyd. Only 4 hits allowed, didn't walk a single batter, and had 6 strikeouts. He threw just 85 pitches. JT Brubaker pitched a scoreless 9 for the Yankees, and then the bottom of the 9th started. Cubs went to Brad Keller. Again, Matthew Boyd had only thrown 85 pitches. You thought maybe he could have had a chance for a Maddox and a complete game shutout. Instead, Brad Keller started the inning. He got Paul Goldschmidt to ground out, but then Cody Bellinger, with that 16-game hitting streak on the line, he ripped an opposite field ground rule double down the line into the seats to put a runner on base, and then came the captain Aaron Judge, who, with the Yankees getting shut out, made sure that that ended promptly.
Judge hits one deep, right field, back to the wall goes Tucker. That one's out of here. Adios, amigo. There will be no shutout. No, 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 not on my watch. Aaron Judge, the captain, puts one into the seats and right his third hit of the game. For Judge, it's his 35th. Of the year, and it is number 350 of his career. How about that?
That's right, and that is today's electrifying drive of the game. The Judge 2-run home run in the bottom of the 9th. The electrifying drive of the game was brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. So 35 home runs on the season for Judge, and he also picked up a couple of RBIs there as well, which brings him up to now 81 on the season. But that was a history maker for Judge. His 350th of his career, faster than any player in Major League Baseball history to get there, and he did it in 1,088 games. Also, Judge's 35 home runs before the All-Star game, that is the most in New York Yankees history before the All-Star break. And it came on an 0-2 pitch. It was a fastball middle-middle. Talk about throwing a mistake. After that, Giancarlo Stanton was smashed on the forearm by a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. He would be okay and stay in the game. He'd get to first. And that is when Craig Counsell saw enough, went to the bullpen, and brought in the closer Daniel Palencia, who has emerged as the Cubs starter and then some. An ERA of just 1.65 on the season. He came in peppering triple-digit fastballs, struck out Jazz Chisholm with 101 miles an hour. So then the final out was up to Trent Grisham, and this is how the ballgame ended.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, rolled to third. Oh, Birdie was in perfect position. Throws him out. The ballgame is over. And the Chicago Cubs have evened the series at a game apiece. They beat the Yankees this afternoon by the final score of 5-2.
So that was a valiant comeback effort for the Yanks. They ended up getting the tying run to the on-deck circle, but Daniel Palencia continues to just be one of the newfound stars of baseball, works the save for his 11th of the season, lowers that ERA a little bit further, and the Cubs do indeed win this one 5-2, snapping the Yankees' five-game winning streak. The Cubs improved to 56-39 on the season. The Yankees dropped to 53-42. Final box score was 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Cubs, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 errors for the Yankees. Again, Boyd got the win to go to 10-3, freed the loss to go to 11-3. And anything you may have missed, we have Yankees Rewind. You can catch the segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. It's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app, right alongside station-wide Yankees coverage on our flagship WFAN. Coming up, the clubhouse report with Emmanuel Barbari. He was downstairs for the Boone presser, and he's got Aaron Boone's words, along with some reaction on what the blister injury looks like for Max Fried. Yankees all-star lefty exited the game after the third inning with a blister on his left index finger as the Yankees fall to the Cubs here 5-2 at the stadium on this Saturday afternoon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.